Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chavez, the Lachos of Malachos of Malabein. We learned Simon Ches. We left off that the Mishnah Berura is not really happy with this last point that the Chayyadim says. He passes Halach L'Maisa that one cannot be Simich on this Svara. So we left off. How do we understand this Svara that the Chayyadim is saying? So really, to understand the issues with what the Chayyadim is saying, we need to see Simon Tes and Simon Yud. So let's see Simon Tes and Simon Yud, and then maybe we'll go back to the point at the end of Ches, where the Chayyadim is coming from. So the Morin Shabbos says the following, and the Paschal in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Chayyadim is quoting from the Shulchan Aruch, HaMenar Beged Shachar B'chadosh Min HaTal B'Shelik Sh'yirot Alav. Person has a garment which is that which he does not like the fact that there is water in it. It's a new garment, the water will damage it, etc. So it gets wet from snow or from dew. If he would not wear this garment while it has this moisture on it, and the person shakes off the garment to remove this moisture. So he's chayv the rehu kelibun. So it's a fascinating idea. The bag is not dirty, but the point that we hear is to remove the moisture. So the moisture is functioning in this sense like the dirt. It's the item which is in the bag, which is the impediment to wearing it. And since a person is makbid not to wear it, with this liquid on it, by shaking off the liquid, he's making the beggar usable. That's a form of libum. Mechin beggar chodosh. You have a garment which is no fill and a shachar. So now the Chayyadim says specifically if it's beggar shachar, because Chazal said that darker garments tend to be affected by the presence of the moisture more than light garments. It's not as obvious in a light garment when you're shaking off the water. So now you have a beged chodesh which is not dark, but it's chodesh. Filo in a shachar shenitshu b'mayim, it got wet. Also l'naroi, you can't shake it off. Why the fish beged chodesh miskatzer b'mayim? Vayirei hanir nischat hamayim b'havi kibus. So again, the water over here will cause the garment to shrink. So removing the water is preventing the shrinkage. So that's a form of tikkun in the beged. It's a form of cleaning the beged. The water over here, even though the beged is clean and the water is clean. So we had before, that's a discussion whether that's called kibbutz. It's kibbutz because the water functions like the water itself is dirt, because the water is damaging to the beged. And removing the water is cleansing the beged from this damaging element. So that's considered a form of kibbutz. So that's the Shulchan Aruch's understanding of the case of the Gemara. Rashi actually has a different understanding of the case of the Gemara. And the Gemara is not discussing a tal, dew, but rather it's discussing dirt, dust, not dirt, dust. And then the Gemara is even Kaddish to us, even though the person is just shaking it off, he's not rubbing side to side, he's not using water, but just shaking off the dust which is on the garment is considered a form of a tolda of Malabin, and it's going to be chayiv. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch does not understand the Gemara like that. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, a case where all the person is doing is shaking off dust which is on a garment would not be considered kibbutz. The kibbutz process requires either a rubbing action or a using water in some form. But this, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this meets neither of the criteria. It would not be also because of that. So what's the case? The case is there is water there. And as you're shaking the water, you're doing something which is akin to the process of kibbutz. But over here, the water itself is the issue. But the Rashi understands that the problem is And the Chenim quotes that. Mechain also the Nair Beggar Chodesh Shachar Shemak Bera Lov Mina Obe Bofer Shalov. So, but the Gemara more only says this is by a Beggar Chodesh. According to Rashi, it means it's Chodesh and it's Shachar. So after a period of time, it's old. The light dust which gathers on it is not going to affect its boldness and its sharpness. So a person Lamakbet. And Rashi understands that if a person Lamakbet on this dust is not considered a mice of kibus to remove it. So the hakpada functions as determinative, being ma'akev, whether this is considered kibus or not. And we'll talk about that more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.